I will call the meeting to order and invite you all to join me to the Pledge of Allegiance. The Pledge of Allegiance
to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
So this is the September 13th meeting of the Planning Commission. There are two items on the agenda. One is a public hearing and Planning Commission discussion on rezoning part of Rodney Street from Resort Business 1 to Resort Residential. And the second has to do with a continuation of our discussion on draft flood loss ordinances. First order of business would be to approve the minutes of our last meeting. And do I have a motion to do so? And a second.
A motion that we approve the minutes.
And a second.
A second.
Are there any comments?
I was here for an hour or so.
You can
no comments.
Oh, fine. In that case, I'll call the vote. All in favor? Aye.
Aye. Aye.
So that is unanimous. The roll call, all members of the Planning Commission are present. And we have the town attorney, Fred Townsend, here as well, at least for the first part of the meeting. So the first issue is a public hearing on a requested zoning change for residential use properties on the south side of the 100 block of Rodney Avenue. The properties are 106 Rodney, 110 Rodney, 112/14 Rodney, 116 Rodney, 122, 24, and 26 Rodney. What I'd like to do in the public hearing is first have the applicants for the zoning change come up to the podium and tell us, make a presentation on why you're requesting this change. And then I will open the floor to questions from the commissioners, and then we will open the floor to any other member of the public who would like to speak on the issue. We'll hear supporting discussions first, and then oppositions.
David, you might want to announce how we advertise this hearing.
The hearing was publicly noticed as required by town code. It was advertised in the paper, I believe, 3 weeks ago. Mm-hmm. And the information regarding this meeting has been on the town website for over 2 weeks. Please. One, all, I don't... And I will note that we are tape recording the meeting. And the recording will be posted online after the meeting in a couple of days.
Well, for those of you who don't know me, I'm Elizabeth Cahill. I'm the property owner at 106 Rodney. Here today to request that you change the zoning to residential on the, I believe the term for that is resort business. And I'm asking you to do that because 106 Rodney I have owned since 1995. When I purchased that property in 1995, I rented it for 10 years. But when my family increased and began to have some lovely grandchildren, I decided not to rent anymore. And so it has been my summer home for my family for the last about 11 years. I cherish that. I cherish that time with my family. I have, as many of you are, gray-haired or in that age group, and so we could keel over at any moment. And so I have discussed this with my children as to what they would like to have done there in case I'm not present anymore. They have no desire to put any kind of business there now or in the future, nor do I. And so my request is that we change this zoning to residential so that we ensure that it is a residential property for the rest of my life and for my children.
Thank you.
So that is my presentation, and I hope that you agree.
Mrs. Cahill, one comment. I think you said resort business. You meant, I believe you meant you wanted to be zoned to resort residential.
Yes, I do. Okay. I want completely residential to take that business
and just
out.
Just to correct the record, you currently are resort business one.
Yes.
Rather
yes.
than just resort business.
Yes, I want it to be residential.
Thank
you. Do you have any questions for me?
No, I think we're good at this point.
All right.
Would either of the Dawsons care to speak?
Well, I've been on the
Okay.
I guess I'm next in line.
Okay.
Okay, and I'm Eleanor Hughes, and I have 110, 112, 114, and 116. They just have individual lots, but it's all one property. This particular piece of property has been owned by my family since 1953. So we're not new to the area. It was my parents' permanent home when Dad retired in 1970 until my mom passed away in 1999. So they've been, involved with the town. Matter of fact, my dad was the town auditor for a long time. We've always rented the rental units. We rent only to families, and I think your police will substantiate the fact that they've never had any problems whatsoever with the rentals. And after my mom passed, my brother and I took over the helm, as it were, to do all of the work. We do, it's a family business. We've completely done everything ourselves, from washing windows and painting outsides of the building to keeping the books and booking the rentals ourselves. Instead of using a realtor, we do it ourselves. And we've had renters there that have been there 50 years. So my brother passed away in 2003, and unfortunately, I'm wearing out. And I have no grandchildren, unlike Betty. I have two children, one who will be living in New Mexico as of next year, and another one who is very busy with his own business and has rental units in Rehoboth and has no desire to continue here. So we don't have family that's going to come and vacation here, because those of us who live here, my daughter lives in Lewis, so, and she and her husband are planning to retire and move to New Mexico next year. Consequently, I am of an age, as Betty said, a gray-haired age, middle 70s are going to be, and I really want to just hang up my mop and broom and retire. I've had a couple of inquiries. I didn't rent this summer because I just really couldn't physically keep up with the changing between tenants and cleaning. So consequently, some of the inquiries I've had, if you ever sell, give me a call. We want to talk about it. Every one of those folks who have done that have talked to Mr. Mears, and I think Mr. Mears will back that up, that they have all wanted to maintain the property as residential, but have discovered this business zoning has some interesting requirements that they seem to tell me that no matter what, even if they so much as want to add a porch to a building, that they would be required to put stores in, that they couldn't just change things a little. It would mandate a great change. And that's one of the reasons why I would like to keep it residential, since I'd like to retire, and I'll be honest, I would like to put it up for sale, since I have no one to help me maintain or do it short of hiring it out. And that's not the way we've run it since, heck, in 1953, I had a dust cloth and I was dusting furniture between tenants. So we've always done it ourselves. 61 years of residential, I kind of like to keep it that way. I've also looked up and down Route 1. You've got tons of commercial, and some of it looks like it's been empty for a couple of years. So I would think that if I was an entrepreneur, I would not look for a store to set up my business in the middle of a residential block, because it's residents on the other side of the street. It really would not behoove me to invest money that way. The only thing that would be commercially viable in that area, if you look at it, would be to move the starboard down there, set up a bar. Nothing else really would be, if I was a businessman, would work in the middle of a block. Consequently, since a lot of these stores are open, if I was a businessman, I'd pick something there. So, consequently, I would like very much to ask you, keep it residential, keep it the way the town is hoping that the image of this town could be marketed to the public as a family-oriented vacation destination. And I just hope that you would consider my request to keep it a residential, family-oriented rental unit area.
Thank
Any questions?
Thank you.
Sorry.
I do have one. Fred, did you have something? Do you have any, you made a statement that, at least you interpreted what Bill Mears said, as if you made any alterations at all, that you would have to convert the first floor to commercial use. As I read the zoning code, that's not correct.
Okay. I haven't spoken to Mr. Mears. This is folks who have made inquiries and described what they would like to do should the property go up for sale, and should they purchase it. This is what we'd like to do. Mr. Mears, can we do this? That type of question. Then they come back to me and say, you know, we've got to build a store.
Yeah. So. I mean, as I read the code, and I think I read it correctly in this regard, you're non-conforming, all of you are now currently non-conforming uses. And you can expand, you can do a not to exceed 50% expansion before you would have to come into conformance under the new zoning regulations. So you could do a 50% expansion of your property without adding commercial. But if you go more than 50%, then you would clearly have to put commercial on. I just want to make sure that we understand that and that you understand that. We don't need to quibble about that at this point.
Just sort of a backwards question. Does anybody here, because I know that Ray has researched it and has not been able to determine, why is it that the block that we're, all of our properties are on and the block that we back up to seem to be the only two blocks in town that are this zoning? Was there some master plan which included our block?
That's the question. When would it change?
I don't know if you can see the... So this is a zoning map of the town.
Mm-hmm.
And RB1 is the pink area. And to some extent, you are correct that the majority of the RB1 district is the block between Rodney and Dickinson and the block between Dickinson and Van Dyke.
Okay,
although
one
it also
looks
includes
sort of red and one looks pink. Is
right,
that
it's
just
the pink. No. This is different.
Okay.
The red is different. It's only the pink. And if your eyesight was really good, you'd see a little pink square over here as well.
Okay.
That change was made in 2009.
And how was that change without any input from the residents?
That change was a change that... that was a change that started, at least with, I was involved with it going back to 2000 and probably 2005, in the development of the town's comprehensive development plan.
Mm-hmm.
And once the comprehensive development plan was passed, then the Planning Commission between 2007 and 2009 worked on zoning requirements to match the town's zoning to the comprehensive plan, and there were 20, 25, I don't know, Jim, you were there. I mean, there were lots and lots and lots of public hearings and outreach and meetings.
Of course, our problem being that all of us have lived the property for a really long time. We weren't even thinking about the zoning. But I'm honest, after 61 years, I wasn't thinking about
it. But the master plan, the master plan, to some extent, was to create a, you know, in quotes maybe, a town center that was in this commercial area. Those two blocks used to be the old Rudder, that were the old Rudder town. And then a commercial, an avenue line, you know, Main Street with commercial activity on the Main Street. And so that's why we see RB1 and RB2. That's why where the changes were made and why the changes were made.
Okay, so in theory, our block would have been included in some sort of a town center?
In some sort of a town center, ultimately. Okay. You know, different people had different ideas of what that town center might be.
Even before that, David, wasn't there something implied down there that was already a business area?
That is a good point. Again, just for us, for the record, that area used to be zoned RB, resort business. Mm-hmm. And so your previous zoning was resort business up until 2009. Now, resort business in the old code, the code prior to 2009, did permit residential use on a property.
On RB. Yes.
On an RB property. So you would have had the ability always up to 2009 to have done residential development of that land without having to put commercial development on.
Okay, so all of us not planning on doing anything didn't realize that, you know, by adding the dash one, it made a big difference in the use that we could have of the property, which made a really huge difference since we're all houses and would want to keep it that way.
Let me ask a question, just a bit tangential, but for the commissioners here, what about the mixed, if we have a mixed use, this zoning that we're talking about, the RB1, does not have a mixed use clause that is in our code, which means that you can be a business, or you can be residential, or you can be a mixture of business and residential.
You
can go to either extreme. So, you know, it's not. I don't think there's a requirement for a certain amount of commercial. Is that? Am I? It sounds like I'm mistaken.
Yeah, you are. You are mistaken. The requirement in the RB1 district is for the first floor to be commercial. Higher lying floors can be residential, provided the residential use is less than 2/3, in terms of square footage, is less than 2/3. But it's first floor's commercial use to be conforming. Now again, they can do, as the current zoning is, they can do a not to exceed 50% expansion of the residential use. They can rebuild, they can do a 50% expansion.
Thanks for clarifying that. Is that why we have the building down on, I don't know where it would be, Van Dyke, on the east side, the ocean side, which is a commercial building on the bottom floor, which has been vacant for 15 years.
For a long time.
That's maybe 10 years, and we have some residential or something above it. That's now, is that to conform to RB1? Is that?
No. Although, so is at least everybody on the commission familiar with this building? That was zoned RB. So it could have been pure residential, it could have been pure business, it could have been a mix. The setback requirements and the dwelling unit density requirements were different in the code back then for mixed use versus residential. And they got to build bigger residences by putting the commercial on the first floor.
Okay. So my conclusion, correct me if I'm wrong, is that in fact that building is not the consequence of an RB1 zoning and a requirement that there be a bottom floor.
Correct. But it is, that building was built as a, looking at the trade-offs and the preferences to build mixed use versus residential use. And I think your point is a good point that building has been vacant for the last 15 years. a commercial space on it. It's been vacant for the past 15 years.
Well, I might have a question to the speaker, the other speakers. I don't know if there's additional speakers. I would let me wait until this.
But I would like to comment on the discussion about Mr. Mears and maybe people talking to him. I think the issue was, if I were to tear down the property, can I rebuild
a house?
And the answer is no. You just can't build a residential house. You would have to conform with the zoning requirements of commercial on the first floor. And I think that's what
the... Yeah, I think that's the major issue here that we all have. Looking towards our future. That's our major issue right there.
Yes.
Yeah. We're forced into...
Or we have to raise the house for flood requirements or something of that nature with the mass change.
Yeah. Well,
I'm just trying to get your attention that everyone's going to have an opportunity to speak, and as far as the records... concerned, it'd be better if we could try and get you to the microphone and get your questions asked and answered.
Okay.
Again,
that's all not factually correct. I mean, I'm not criticizing you for saying what you're saying, because
they're getting the interpretation from Mr. Mears.
He says one thing, you hear something different, and if your building is damaged by storm or wind or pestilence or flood, anything not you're doing, as a matter of right, you can rebuild. I don't know where this hearing is going, but I think we need to, you know,
there's a lot of points that we're bringing up.
Right, there are a lot of points, and some of them are points based on misunderstanding, and hopefully we'll clear the air of some of that.
Yeah, and hopefully, folks are getting the right information from Mr. Mears as to, this is just such a limited area under this particular zoning that, it's not necessarily... clear as a bell what can and cannot be done.
And we're working on the issue of elevating your house to be flood safe and all of that. So that shouldn't be an issue either. But I think I understand the issue that, the primary issue that you're raising.
Okay.
So, are there any other questions?
No other questions.
No.
Okay. Who's next? Thank you, Ms. Hughes.
Okay, I'm next to McKinney's name. First off, I'm Ray Dawson, William R. Dawson. And family's had the property since 47, probably longer than most of you have been down here. And Del Wilson had been marina, such as it was at that time. And matter of fact, I worked for him. But I was five, my brother was 6 months, grandpa boy. But we've always been with family, all the way up. We're sort of large family. And we want to keep it that way. It's always been residential. Across the street from us were our neighbors. And then somewhere along 2007, and you just said 2009, it was made affirmative, I guess. But at that particular time, my dad was sort of overseeing everything, kind of myself. And my brother and I were sort of unaware whether he was or he wasn't. But the thing that bothers me is... you only got basically three residents that have been on there owning those properties. It's always been residential. And then all of a sudden, somebody comes up with an idea that they'd rather have a building in there. And you keep talking about family oriented, family this, family that. Got two letters this week, family. And now... come to find out, when I was talking to Bill Mears, as most of you know, we got three mobile homes, which I understand can't replace them. That's fine. That's not a problem. But when we do go to replace, he said you're going to have to have a store underneath. Well, that kind of hurt me to begin with, and I just don't understand why that has to be. How anybody or any board can come up and say, well, this is what you were, I'm sorry, this is what you're going to do. I'm not quite in agreement with all that. And that's the purpose. My brother would have been here. He had a heart attack a couple months or so ago, and he just sort of felt that maybe better not attend. He's doing all right. Anyhow, I'm here again. I was here the first time, first one. So. But we've always been residential. Like I say, when the wind's blocked, when Richard George was there, he, Grandpa sold him a few feet of our property so he could build a garage in the back, which the garage is there now still. And, you know, that's the way things have always worked. We've been no problems. We don't have any problems with neighbors. What problems we had, it's enough for us to run around and have something else up there. But they're not great. It's a few things here and there. We would really like family as a whole. We've got six children and seven grandchildren, so it looks like as far as keeping the family, it's going to be that way for quite a number of years. So that's the way we would like to maintain.
Mr. Dawson, what is your address? I didn't hear. The address?
Here?
Yes.
We're on 22, 24, and 26.
What is that number? What's 122, 124, 126, Rodney. Okay. Thank you.
We've buggered up to Pierpoint.
And Dewey Beach meetings are not for the faint of heart, so your brother decided.
I'll tell him.
Thank you, Mr. Dawson. Is there any more input from the applicants? Any support from members of the public? Any opposition from members of the public? Would you care to?
I don't want to vote. I want support.
Oh, okay. Well, then come up here and.
I'm Dale Cook from 122 Chesapeake Street, the opposite end of town. So I've probably never met any of you guys because I try not to come down to town too often lately. It gets dangerous and do it. No, I'm kidding. It doesn't at all. But. I'm a person that would like to see as many properties as possible remain residential, and the requirement that if they were to tear down what they have now and build first floor as commercial bothers me, especially when these people have had their property for so long. So it's just my idea that some way we could find a way to keep it residential.
Any other comments? In which case, I will close the public hearing. Gentlemen.
I have a geographic, and I don't know the answer on it, but let me say publicly, my question is, if that property were to be converted to request to be residential, resort residential, would it be contiguous with another resort residential area? In other words, are we kind of just bumping that zone?
It'd be across the street from it.
Across the street.
North side.
The zoning would be kind of bumping it one half a block south of where it is right now. Mm-hmm. Good. I think that, I mean, that's certainly a positive from my point of view. I mean, I hate to, be creating new zoning islands inside of a general zone. So that's, I think that's significant to sort of the overall position of the town.
It wouldn't be a spot zone.
It would not be a spot zone, so that's good. That's all I have. Yeah, thank you.
David, I was looking at the plan objectives of when we did the comprehensive plan, and it's a dynamic document, and I'd like to read from the plan objective, the demographics and population. The town will maintain a public awareness of the demographic characteristics of residents, property owners, business owners, and visitors. The town will take into consideration the age, gender, and other important demographic characteristics of the residents, property owners, business owners, and visitors when formulating public plans, regulations, and policies. And the town will continue to monitor the changing population of the town, identifying and responding to their public service needs. And I would like to say that I think what you all are, that have come forth, you fit into this objective. And that's the comment I would like to make.
And what's the number of that objective, Jim?
Pardon?
Or what is the number?
Page 13. And it's under the comprehensive plan.
Right, so it doesn't have a number, it's a bullet.
Yeah.
Okay.
Just to extend that, fitting into this category, it's incumbent upon a town to consider the changes in the demographics and consider these changes and to make appropriate changes. So I think that's where you were going with your
that's
comment.
Where I'm going
with it. That seems like an appropriate direction for the town.
Yeah, that kind of leads into what I'm thinking. My familiarity with the rezoning order, which usually you have to prove that there's a mistake in the zoning or a change in the use, and I was trying to see where this fit in. And until I heard you talk, and David even gave me some information with the date of the code and the zoning map as it is now, I'm kind of leaning towards mistaken the zoning, but I would like to also emphasize what Jim said. And the reason I think there might have been a mistake in the zoning was because in 2009, if David's correct, and I assume he is, that we were planning a town center here for that possibility of putting on that property. And unless everybody signed on to selling your property for a town center, the town would have to exercise then a domain to take it from you. And I don't know where the Supreme Court was back in 2009 on that issue, but you know it's still a gray area. So without the town expressing or imposing eminent domain on you, there would have never been a town center unless you were willing to sell it. So I think back then there might have been a mistake in the zoning if in fact that was set aside to be a town center. So I'm kind of meaning like there was a mistake in the zoning.
Yes. Don.
I'm trying to recall when the last time we looked at the comprehensive plan, there was some discussion of how much it would cost the town if we did sufficient number of revisions to the plan that would require a plus. And maybe a couple of years ago, it was more of an issue because there wasn't funds available to do things like buying a plus review. I think we ought to come up with an answer of how much it would cost the town to accommodate these people.
So it's my impression that if we were to grant this request, we would have to change both the zoning map, which is part of Chapter 185, which is a fairly straightforward thing to do, but also amend the 2007 Comprehensive Development Plan, if in no other way than amending the future land use map in that. And we have been told that that would require a preliminary land use system review from the Office of State Planning Coordination.
That's correct.
And my understanding is that's free, but the cost that you're talking about, Dawn, is the cost of town employees and town attorneys in preparing for that and doing whatever else. Fred, do you have some idea of what we're talking about
I think Mr. Gritty's question is a good one, and I think what he recalls is just the cost of adopting the comprehensive plan when it was originally done, or making a major significant amendment or change to the comprehensive plan, and all the requirements that would be triggered by a significant change. I don't think, given the current use of these properties and the character of the area that these properties are in, that the State Planning Office would take the position that passage of an amendment to redesignate these properties as resort residential would trigger the whole host of requirements that Mr. Gritty, I think, is referring to. So I don't think there's a tremendous amount of cost associated with doing this.
Thank you.
Thank you. Mark, to you.
Mike Harmer. I really don't want to cause a lot of stress, but you know, I'm going to bring up some points that disturbed me about trying to do this. And that is that, first of all, there was a public process that we went through. Town went through many, many public meetings to develop a new comprehensive plan. Some of you were involved. I was involved at the beginning. And I remember when this was RV, and they were thinking RV 1, 2, 3. And, I just heard it's always been residential. Yes, by appearance, it's always been residential. But it hasn't been by code. If it was RV, that means it was a residential business. They were just allowing residential on it. So I don't think there was a mistake made in the code, to tell you the truth, Mike. You might disagree with me on that, and that's fine. But, to me, I've seen mistakes where accidentally, when you do the wholesale zoning changes, you put an industrial site right in the middle of a residential neighborhood. My only fear, first of all, I want to vote yes. I'm probably going to, probably vote no, you myself, but I probably might be outvoted, so it's no big deal. That's what's so great about a democratic society. But the town has an opportunity to actually do a town center if it ever happens. I mean, it's a possibility, but if we chip away at the core of that, it's never going to happen, and it might not ever happen anyway. But they went through a long process. We were looking at the north end with this second and a half story, and I said in the last meeting, in the comprehensive code or the plan, it allows us to open it back up and examine it. I understand all that, but I still don't like the fact that the town went through all these public meetings and all that, and then here we are chipping away at it. There's another avenue that the homeowners could take. You could go through the Board of Adjustment, I think, and express your hardships. But I don't think that you have a hardship. I don't think that the quick checks would work. There's quick checks when you go through a Board of Adjustment in the state of Delaware that you go through. It's your hardship. What's my hardship because of this problem, and I want a variance from it? I think you could go through a Board of Adjustment to get this done. Either way, I wouldn't like it because I think that having those couple of blocks able to turn into a town center or whatever the comprehensive plan was asking for, you're going to lose that as you do this, especially with the marina down there. You got a marina, first floor commercial businesses, somehow they did a parking garage like they did at the Hyatt, and you get the parking, you can attract people in. All those things could be done. It's always been a residential business, not just residential. So, and I don't see it fitting into things changing with Jim. Just because they're retiring and their kids are going to inherit it, I don't see any change. There's really no change that the comprehensive plan is talking about. So, I hope you get the change in a way, but I personally think that it's going against the whole process that the town went through. Public, it was all public, and I understand you didn't get the notices or whatever, but that's a public process. It happens all the time all across America where people's land gets changed because of the vision of the states or townships or counties. So I think I've said everything about giving up the opportunity, and that's all I'm going to say right now.
Okay, thanks. Chuck, mm-hmm. You.
I personally would be in favor of making the change. First of all, they didn't ask for it to be zoned commercial. The other thing I see is you've got everything up and down the main track. Businesses, people come to our marina because the marina's there and their boats are there. But businesses on the side streets, unless you have something that is really going to draw some crowds in, I don't think you're going to do much on the side streets with commercial. You know, we've got the marina office, and then we've got a large building across the other side. And my sister had a small shop where she sold nautical stuff. That shop's done nothing because people don't come down there looking for it. We have a large business, bottom floor, it's commercial. It's nothing but storage. Because we don't have the parking available in addition to the marina usage to put anything in there. And I think that's going to be the same issue on these properties. I don't think you're going to draw people in. So I think it ought to be changed back to residential.
Let me make a comment to the commissioners and thanks for your input. I think it's very obviously very valuable. I think it's a nice innovation because, you know, I think we are responding. You know, the town can respond and will respond, and there'll be recommendations or perhaps, you know, it's not that the town respond to this kind of request, but it's, I think it's a natural process. That is, you know, at one point, I would like, in some sense, to see a town center is a vision that I have, but we have now a very substantial piece of that town center has been committed and built up to the Hyatt and to the facilities that we're currently having in addition to those facilities. I don't think this now is required for that vision of a town center. And, I think it's consistent with the comprehensive plan. There's nothing about the comprehensive plan that's not changeable, and in fact there is processes to change it, and we need to be responsible. We need to look at things that may need to be changed and take those actions. So that's the way I see the request and maybe the direction of the town or the recommendations that commissioners ought to consider making those recommendations to the town commissioners.
Good. When I was preparing for this meeting, I pulled up a map of that section of the town, and what it shows in that square is we have the Rusty Rudder property, which is approximately 68,000 square feet. We have the Siesta Hotel property that is approximately 15,000 square feet. We have the Pierpoint Marina, part of the Pierpoint Marina property, that is about 24,000 square feet. There's other pieces to the property, both at the end of Rodney and on the north side of Rodney, but just what's contiguous. And then we have the set of five parcels, one of which is a little over 12,000. Three are 6,250, and one is 5,125 square feet. Why do I think of these numbers? Well, because in the comp plan, and when we were thinking about the town center, we said if you have 80,000 square feet or more, you can do a perhaps more innovative development. We have, and I believe, at least when I was involved with the comp plan, I felt that we were creating the opportunity for two or three plan developments. We have one now, which is the Rudder Town, the new Rudder Town development, that there might be a second one in this area. And maybe Pierpoint Marina could be redeveloped as one as well, or maybe as part of this. So I'm looking to, you know, the magic figure is 80,000 square feet. The Siesta Hotel sold recently. If the owners of the Rusty Rudder had purchased the Siesta, they would have had the ability to do one of these planned developments, and that would have been, I think, a smart thing because they would have had by right a hotel. And they chose not to do that for whatever reason. For them to get to 80,000 square feet, they would have to buy two, maybe three of these smaller parcels. You know, if they wanted to do that, I guess they could do that. But that presents, at least to me, the notion that you're going to have this little nipple of the commercial space that's going to jut out from the main development that is on the Dickinson Street, and you're going to have a lot of street traffic. And I don't think anybody, any of the residences on the block of Rodney Street are going to want to have people running in and running out to go to, you know, what might be viewed as a town center or a shopping area, and there's no parking, and I just think that's a bad use. So I think if we were to rezone this, again, there's resort residential across the street. I think if we were to rezone this, we're not closing the door to a planned resort business development. And I think that's important. What struck me from the discussion today is I agree with Jim that we need to look at the change of the demographics and the population, and you know, we're seeing this group of, you know, white-haired, we're seeing an older generation give way to their grandchildren's generation, and I think that that's what part of the beauty of Dewey Beach, and you know, they express the desire to keep this property in a manner that they can continue to reside in it and improve it and keep it as a residential by right. And I think that's important. Up until 2009, they had that right. Although it was a resort business district, they could do residential improvements and developments. And I think what's kind of come out from this hearing as well is the fact that are the statements that I agree with but hadn't thought of earlier, is that a business in the middle of a block in this town is not going to do well, especially if it's on a 5,000, 6,000 square foot lot. It's just not going to do well when we have so many businesses out on the street that are sitting empty. And if they were to go and build a business there, they would have to elevate the first floor, so you would have the business actually removed from the streetscape. And I think what struck me is that the best and highest value use in Dewey, at least on these side streets, is residential. So,
I guess, Dave, you know, when you put it that there's still a possibility of a town center, and that's what kind of what the comprehensive plan wanted, you know, I can see, you know, the point, especially Mr. McKenzie, you know, as far as the, you know, the marina and business is not doing good on that side street. Definitely not going to do good the way it is today, but if you could envision what it could be, you know, it could definitely be booming. You look at Rehoboth Beach, you know, it's booming. They got the town center and all that. We can build parking. They've proven that at the Hyatt. But, you know, it's like five lots.
And you're not going to want to have them, you're not going to want to have the multi-level parking garage entrance off of Rodney Street.
So I can be talked into it, I guess, but still, it's like, it's just the town needs to know, the commissioners, I guess, need to know, when they're voting for this, you know, that every little chip away at that block is hurting the vision. I personally don't think the money will ever come to make that ever happen. You know, but I could be wrong. You know, there's a lot of town centers that seem to be the theme. Mixed use, everywhere you look around, everybody's putting the living spaces, you know, above, and the commercial, and it's working when there's jobs there. I don't know if it'll work on a, you know, 3-month-a-year, 4-month-a-year basis like down here.
Where did you think the money was going to come when you voted for a town center?
Well, I'm thinking an investor would come in here, like a Marriott or something, and they would put in that parking garage like the Hyatt did. But they would do more, you know, more of a bay walk, maybe something work with the marina to put some waterfront, you know, amenities down there at the marina. You could do it. But I don't know if it's ever going to happen here. And five, four lots, you know, these guys want to change it. You know, I saw it go down at the very beginnings of the zoning when we were going through the comprehensive plan. And when they were going, when they started talking, you know, it was RB, and they're like, well, let's just keep that RB, and they were putting all these restrictions on it. You know, I was feeling bad for you at the time. I was like, where's the residents? I mean, it was a public process, but still, you weren't there. And, you know, that was a major change when it all takes a little pen by the you know, whoever's running the town, and boom, that's what happened. So I don't think it was a mistake, but logically speaking, you know, you could still probably get a town center if they just voted these and left them the way it is. So I might change my mind based on some of the testimony.
Jim?
I just wanted to make one other comment. We're going to be going through another comprehensive plan review, a full-blown review. It's due in 2017, so there's going to be a lot of changes continuing to come up. We may not be voting and considering a town center at that point.
You might not.
So, you know, we're going to be getting ready, and I would imagine sometime next year we're going to start working on the comp plan. So we're going to start this cycle all over again. And this may fit into that cycle even then, even if we vote now. So.
Okay, so... I
closing the public hearing.
Well, we already closed the public hearing. So
I won't make the motion, but I'll vote. I
can make a motion, but let me ask Mr. Thompson. Does he see you see any objection to this kind of zoning? I think it's an expansion of an existing zone, half blocks out. I think it's not spot zoning. It's not focused on an individual request, more the community request that we have. I see it very consistent with the kind of zoning that the town ought to be considering. Is that where you see it?
Yeah, I don't see any obvious legal objections to the proposal that's being made. I mean, I understand Mike's points about how, in certain cases, zoning applications are evaluated. In this case, though, it seems, and I haven't checked the state code to see if it contradicts, but our ordinance says the town commissioners may, from time to time, amend, supplement, change by ordinance the boundaries of districts or regulations contained in the zoning code, and that there's a requirement for how you initiate those changes, but there don't appear to be a set of criteria or threshold questions that have to be addressed before the commissioners can do it. So I think the commissioners could exercise their judgment after getting a recommendation from you as a planning commission that says that that the proposed zoning for these parcels is consistent with the character of the surrounding area, among other considerations, and that would withstand challenge.
Good. Thank you.
So, Fred, I sense that there is a consensus, at least a majority of the members of the Planning Commission, willing to approve such a rezoning request. Should we take a vote on the draft ordinance that's been prepared for this purpose as a vehicle for framing our recommendation?
That would be fine. And you just said the key word, and that is that it's a recommendation at this point. That I think you indicated in your preliminary remarks that your recommendation would go to the commissioners, but before any act that they would take could become effective, we would need the state planning office to endorse the proposal, and that can be done either following the commissioner's action, which you wouldn't need to do it if the commissioners had voted the proposal down, but if they voted the proposal up, you would need the approval of the state planning office. The state planning office has also indicated that they could field a proposal like this even prior to the commissioners acting on an ordinance, and that in that sense they could both be working on it simultaneously. So, but to answer your question, I think the proposed ordinance would be an excellent way to make an official recommendation.
Fred, I understand your interpretation of the town code. I appreciate that. I didn't realize that. But if it eventually goes to the state planning commission and they have the final say, is that right? Wouldn't it have to fit into what their requirements are as far as what you have to presented your case for a rezoning? And if it does, shouldn't we draft the ordinance so that it would meet their test?
Well, those are wise comments, and I think I started by conceding that I had not studied the state requirements before today's meeting. However, the actual ordinance, again, if the commissioners were inclined to vote yes, would not necessarily be this exact form, and there would be an opportunity to address any legal considerations in the wording of a final ordinance.
So we're just making a recommendation.
You're making a recommendation, but your comments are thoughtful, and to the extent, you know, they should be considered today.
I think one of the opportunities that Mr. Thompson mentioned is that the state can consider on a parallel path the actions of the commissioner. So it's really not a final say. It's really input to the commissioner process. So that would be advantageous to the town. So that's a good situation. It's a good opportunity for us. So they're not sitting there waiting until there's some action decided and then giving a thumbs up or thumbs down. So that's fantastic for us. I'm prepared to make a motion if the chair would entertain such a...
Should we read... So if you want to make a motion to approve the draft ordinance, then we can discuss the draft ordinance and decide whether we want to amend it or not. I mean, it was prepared in a fairly...
We make a motion that includes the draft ordinance, and our discussion would be to read it and then discuss it and make changes to...
Possibly.
To the point. I mean, it's still draft, and the commissioners can...
Well, and the commissioners can change it, too.
Sure. Well, I would like to make a motion that the Planning Commission recommend to the town commissioners to proceed to rezone the subject properties on Rodney Street from the RB1 designation to the resort residential. That's been per the request, specifically to recommend to the commissioners the draft ordinance as a starting point for this change.
If I can interject one thing, that's Rodney Avenue.
Yeah, I was just going to say that.
Rodney Street.
I'm sorry, Rodney Avenue. Okay, that was going to say Rodney Avenue. Okay.
I think it says Rodney Avenue in the ordinance.
Okay, all right. Good, thank you. Something to enter.
And I'll second that.
Okay.
And so the motion is the second, and
okay. So, so I will read relevant parts of the ordinance, I believe, that would be appropriate. An ordinance to amend the zoning map of the town of Dewey Beach, Delaware, to rezone 5 current residential use parcels on the south side of the 100 block of Rodney Avenue to Resort Residential RR from Resort Business 1, RB1. And the synopsis is this ordinance amends the town's zoning map to rezone 5 residential use parcels on the south side of the 100 block of Rodney Avenue, known as 106 through 126 Rodney Avenue, to Resort Residential RR from Resort Business 1, RB1. There are a number of whereas clauses. Whereas, in order to promote the health, safety, and welfare of the present and future inhabitants of Dewey Beach, it is appropriate from time to time to amend town regulations regarding planning and zoning issues within the town of Dewey Beach, Delaware. And whereas the town Resort Business 1 zoning district regulations require commercial use on the first floor and therefore do not permit redevelopment or substantial improvements that are solely residential in use. And whereas the town has received requests to rezone 5 parcels followed by the street address and the tax ID number of those parcels, which are located at the edge of the current RB1 zoning district where it abuts a resort residential zoning district, and such properties are currently exclusively in residential use. And whereas the properties of said properties, whereas the owners of said properties desire to be able to continue to improve their properties and to continue to occupy as vacation homes and or primary residences, and whereas it is the desire of the town commissioners of the town of Dewey Beach to support the ability of residential property owners in the town to continue to occupy and improve their properties, now therefore be enacted and ordained by the town commissioners of the town of Dewey Beach, Delaware, in session met this day of, and there are some blanks for the dates. So section one is to amend the town zoning map. The effective zoning map was adopted as attachment two of chapter 185 zoning of the town's code on 1st of October 2009 by ordinance number 634. This ordinance hereby amends the effective zoning map by rezoning the five parcels circled on the inset below to resort residential from resort business one. These five parcels are known as 106 Rodney, 110 Rodney, 112/114 Rodney, 116 Rodney, 122/124/126 Rodney, along with the tax ID numbers, and there is associated an inset of the map with those properties circled. Section 2, amend the town's 2007 comprehensive development plan. Immediately following adoption of this ordinance, the town shall prepare an application to the Delaware State Office of Planning Coordination to amend the town's 2007 comprehensive development plan by amending Map 8, future land use, and Map 9, proposed resort business districts to reflect the above zoning change. Section 3 is effective date. Upon notification of approval of said zoning change from the State Office of Planning Coordination, the town shall immediately modify the maps referenced in sections 2 and 3 above, and they shall become effective 30 calendar days following receipt of notification by the State Office of Planning Coordination of its approval of the town zoning request. Section 4 is severability, standard language. Section 5 is provides for formatting and editorial change. And Section 6 is adoption. Enactment of this ordinance shall require adoption by a majority vote of the commissioners of the town of Dewey Beach and shall be contingent upon and take effect immediately after appropriate amendment of the town of Dewey Beach's 2007 comprehensive development plan.
I might have an addition. I mean, when we talk about whereas clauses, we had talked about the whereas no action had been taken by any developer to consolidate properties in the RB1 district of 80,000 square feet of space for specific development considerations. In other words, we have not seen any action in the last 6 years on that property yet. Nothing's in the process today, so it's not, so that the indication is that there's no inherent value to the commercial designation that we have there, at least that's been demonstrated.
That's a good point, Marty.
Thank you. I think the intent during the comprehensive plan was to try to get that going, but it doesn't seem like it's getting any legs. But the commissioners, you know, they should know that when they're going to approve this, because, you know, it is kind of like it's a minor but major change to, you know, what was developed during that long process of developing the comprehensive plan. So that's a good adder. Thank you.
So, Marty, whereas no action has been taken by a developer to consolidate these properties into a PRB-1 district in the past 5 years.
Yeah. Yeah, that sounds better.
I have one more whereas.
And nothing, you know, nothing indicated, or, I don't know, nothing indicated, but, you know, there's...
it's not necessary. It's good information.
Mm-hmm. You know, no sentiment to that direction that the commissioners have received in a public hearing or otherwise.
And a parallel point is that we heard from at least two witnesses that they are considering making significant investments in the way of improvements on their properties, and the current zoning limits their ability to do that. We heard that there are non-conforming mobile homes on at least one of these parcels, and that
two.
Okay. And you know, the town has a desire, any municipality would have a desire to minimize non-conforming structures, and that this current zoning might make it, you know, discourages your effort to bring the property into compliance. I didn't offer that because it was a necessary whereas clause, but just that it's a point consistent with the whereas clause that's being made or prepared now.
Yeah, I'd recommend we sketch that in there. And of course, the commissioners can look at that and be advised by the attorney, plus or minus that. But you know, it's better to add it now, and then they can delete it if it's redundant or not necessary or whatever or not appropriate. But
so I have modifying the fourth whereas clause. Whereas the owners of said property stated they have the intent to substantially improve their properties for the residential use of their large and extensive families and so desire to be able to continue to improve their properties and to continue to occupy its vacation homes and or primary residences.
And I think you need to take the consideration that these non-conforming mobile homes would be
so I will.
Conversions are from non-conforming mobile homes to permanent conforming residences, or something like that.
Okay, so to continue to improve their properties and continue to occupy as conforming vacation homes and/or primary residences.
Thanks. Okay.
I'd like to add one other thing, and as I understand, these properties have always been residential properties. I'd like to add that into one of the whereases, that this has always been residential or vacation homes.
I think you might be able to wordsmith the third whereas, the last sentence, David, because it says, and such properties are currently exclusively in residential use. So I don't know if you can beef that up.
Well, I think the point is they were built and established as residential homes and vacation homes. And I think that's crucial as far as why we need to be looking at some of this.
Okay, so thank you, Mike. So the end of the third whereas, which are located at the where the bus resort risen, and such properties were built and established and are currently exclusively in residential use. So Marty, will you accept these as friendly amendments to your motion?
Yes. Yeah, these are draft. These are additions to a draft. These are draft.
And so Chuck, you will accept them as
for
your second. Any other? Then I'll call the motion. All in favor of sending this forward to the town commissioners with a positive recommendation as per Marty's. Should we have a voice vote?
This is a rezoning, and as such, it's important that the basis for your votes be documented. Now, you have, during the course of this meeting, expressed yourselves, but it would probably be wise to sum up some of your consideration along with your voice vote. Yes.
Can they say as they discussed earlier?
Yes, you can say as discussed, or I endorse the comments made by the gentleman to my left or something. But
Chuck, we will start with you.
Mm-hmm. Chuck McKinnon. I vote in favor of this. As I stated before, I don't think it's a good place for businesses on the side streets. It's always been residential. It should continue residential. We like them as neighbors.
Mike?
All right. I'm going to vote yes, even after my grandstanding. I feel that with the further discussion, help clarify that there's no inquiries that have been made that we know of. And Chuck's, statements that businesses don't do good on side streets. I think that if we get a town center, businesses will do good, but it's to me, it's a small amount of properties. And I'm going to go ahead and support this to not throw any kind of roadblocks into the process.
Thank you. Marty?
I vote yes in favor of the recommendation to the town commissioners to pursue this zoning change. And I vote yes for the reasons that were discussed at this meeting. I think they were overwhelmingly favorable, and specifically because of the intent of current property owners, and I would say future property owners, I would suspect would the intent would be to substantially improve a number of these residential properties and maintain their current use with the family orientation.
Jim?
I would vote yes as well, as per my earlier comments, because I do believe it falls within the plan recommendations as established by the comprehensive plan on demographics and population, as well as the desire to maintain a family atmosphere in Dewey Beach. And I think this also ties in very well with Rodney Avenue as far as both sides of the street, at least in that section, being resort residential.
Mike?
I vote yes, because I believe, looking at the zoning maps, that the original zoning was built around the uses at that time, if you look at the various areas in town. And I believe since it was presented, it was always residential, continues to be residential. I think there was a mistake in the original zoning, and it should have been residential to begin with, and I vote yes to put it into residential now.
Don?
I'll vote yes. It appears to me that I'm not sure that a mistake was made in a previous government trying to create a town center. But the fact is that the south side of Rodney Street has always been residential, and the sentiment is that it should probably continue to be residential.
And I will also support this application. I think it's important that it will promote the health, safety, and welfare of the neighborhood. I think that it would be a mistake to turn these parcels into a commercial use in terms of traffic on the street. I don't think it commercial use is a good use in that particular neighborhood, as many of my colleagues have said. And I think that this is a good thing for the town to support the family-friendly, to promote family-friendly activities. I think it's an important thing in the zoning to make this change, and so I will vote yes. And so that is a unanimous vote, 7-0. We will send this forward to recommend to the town commissioners, and I thank all the applicants for coming and seeing us and being patient with this taking a while to get to this point.
We thank you.
Thanks a lot, Gary.
We'll take a 5-minute break.